Hello, hello. My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're talking entrepreneurship all the time. If you're interested in finding out about any of our stories, using it as a entrepreneurial reference, go to YouTube, click in the subjects for Radio Entrepreneurs, go to our website. We have published thousands of stories of entrepreneurship, and my co-host today, as I switch quickly, is Peter Meyerson, renowned author and also partner at the law firm of Cohn Resnick Meyerson and Plough. Is that correct?
You got it right, Joe.
I got all mixed up.
Great to be here.
Thank you very much. And our next guest has similar roots to me, north of the border, Aaron Archambault of IP Net Voice. Hello.
Thanks, Jeff.
And thanks.
Peter.
Aaron, tell us about IP Net.
So IP Net Voice is a company I started as an LLC in 2012 to provide communications and networking services for small to medium businesses in the New England area, but it's since grown and we're providing it throughout the United States. Started it out of the desire to help the Vermont community with small businesses, which is most of the community, seeing the need for some of the enterprise class services that I had been working with for the last 15 years. Missing from that small business community. So decided to start up the business and try to help them out.
You know, normally I ask a question something like, you know, how did you get started? And, you know, what's the genesis of starting the business? But I'm actually more interested in your comment that you're now servicing. I mean, you started this company 4 or 5 years ago, and you're servicing, you know, the national companies. How did you make that transition so quickly?
It really was just word of mouth. Came across a couple of local companies in Vermont that said, you know, we got these offices in other states and we need your help servicing them. So we started offering services in other states, and as that kind of grew, word of mouth got around in those states, and we now get more customers. You know, our second biggest market is actually in Florida. Of all places, and I spend zero time in Florida, so it's all come from word of mouth and really seeing what's out there. So
do you need to be on site to perform your services, or
we don't? We actually we pre-program all the gear that we send out, and we help the customers plug it in. So it's really plug and play. Luckily, in today's networking world and communications world, it is plug and play. We don't have to be there.
I mean, that's great. So, okay, let's go back to my first question, the one that I didn't ask. So what did you do before this? I mean, how did you decide to start a business?
So I actually, we'll go back to my college days, back in the mid-90s. I was going to be in the construction business when I got out of college. Degree in architectural engineering, wanted to start my own business, wanted to run my own business. Got sidetracked a little bit and got into a large company, Autodesk, and was doing computer networking and telecommunications for them. And then in 1998, I decided that wasn't for me in the corporate world and went out into on my own as an independent consultant and contractor doing training and consulting services based in networking for Cisco Systems. Traveling the world, teaching other people about the products and services. And then come about 2010, I'm going, this traveling the world stuff's getting a little old. I need to start sticking around home a little more. Got to find some way to do it. So I decided to look around and see what was the need in the area. And it happened to be in communications. So I happened to know a little bit about it and decided to start up my business.
So describe a typical problem. I mean, somebody calls you up. What do they say?
So most of them nowadays are going, we're spending way too much on our phone systems that are going to be outdated here in another 2 years. You know, back in the early days of telecom, you'd buy a phone system and you'd have that phone system for 15, 20 years.
I still have ours.
Right, and not much has changed. There's a lot changed in communication systems, you know, with the advent of voice and video and instant messaging, and now you start getting into the social media side of things with the Twitters and the Facebooks, and all that stuff's getting integrated. So we're out there providing those services on a hosted basis. So if anything changes or when new stuff comes out, our customers are automatically getting it. They don't have to worry about that reinvestment again in 2 years or 3 years in the constantly evolving market.
So you in effect host?
We do. We do host. We also will put on-premise systems in place for customers. Usually that's the larger customers that aren't yet in the mindset of going to the cloud. You know, the cloud being the big thing in the industry nowadays. Some of these firms are more traditional still, right? So they're like, oh, no, we still have to have it on-prem.
They don't understand the concept of the bigger computer.
Right, exactly, exactly.
So you actually host phone systems?
Yep. So we host phone systems and just managed and monitoring of network solutions as well. So we actually will control the entire network for the company, everything from their security firewalls into up to the PC. We don't actually do the PC stuff. But
is this a fast-growing field?
It is a fast-filling field. We'll go with that.
What's your competitive advantage?
So to this point, our competitive advantage has been the way we do business, the customer service aspect of it. We provide an all-in solution. We're not nickel and diming companies. We're not charging them, you know, for every second that we're on the phone with them. We give them a one price. They get everything, and we provide great service.
So where do you go from here?
That is the good question. I've been trying to figure that out for the last 5 years. It is a fast-filling industry, and there's lots of companies coming in competition-wise. So I think, you know, growing our model out, finding the next latest and greatest solution. One of the big things that we've started to get into in this past year is getting into the video market. And we're looking at actually building out our own client. So we've been using other third-party clients, but we're going to build out our own voice video instant messaging client. Is our next step.
So explain to me. So if I want to call Jeff and look at him, watch him, you can provide a process for doing that.
So we actually do provide a process for doing that right on your telephone.
Can you do multiple people?
You can. So you can have one or more people on a video conference, and it's as simple as picking up the phone and making the phone call. So
what screen do you use?
So there's a couple of options, either on your computer, via basic webcam, okay, or on some of the models of phones that we have, you can actually do it right on the physical phone. And then we also have room-based systems. So if you're in a conference room with a larger audience, you can actually have that system involved in that conference as well.
So how many people do you employ?
So currently we are at four, pretty small.
You're able to manage
located now? I know you started in Vermont.
We're still located in Vermont. We actually have data centers in Andover, Massachusetts, and in Burlington, Vermont. But our main office is located in Colchester, Vermont.
So how many people?
I drive through Colchester all the time.
Right. Yeah, on your way to Montreal.
Right. I mean, so what would be the optimum number of people you would have?
Well, optimum for what?
Well, optimum for where you'd like to be.
I'd like to see us get into the 25 to 30 people. That's my goal, and that's probably a 5-year plan to get up.
So that's a big operation, then.
Yeah. That's the plan.
I mean, if you're able to
What's
manage.
What's your background before this?
So I was a trainer, doing IT consulting and training, and I have recently started to go back to school. I'm actually getting my executive MBA at RIT currently. So,
I mean, that's interesting. I mean, so do you feel like you needed the degree?
No, I don't necessarily need the degree. I more wanted the knowledge. There was something missing as I was trying to build my business. The pieces weren't all fitting together. So I decided I needed to go find that knowledge. And the MBA was the way to do that.
I mean, that's an interesting topic, really. I mean, so you figured how to build a little business, and then you kind of figured, well, I'm not getting all the pieces in the right order.
Yeah, and of course, as an entrepreneur, I've made some mistakes along the way and, you know, stumbled. And
everyone does.
And everybody does, right? But I wanted to figure out, hey, how can I get this thing to work better, more efficiently? How can I get beyond this stumbling block of everybody else is doing this. Where is our play?
Aaron, if someone wants to find you, how would they do that?
So they can email me directly at aaa@ipnetvoice.com, or they can give us a call at 802-448-5580.
Will you come back on the show again and tell us your progress?
Oh, certainly.
Great.
Happy to.
Very interesting.
Yeah, very.
Thank you for being on the show. Remind everybody, my co-host, Peter Myerson from the law firm of Cohn, Resnick, Myerson & Plout. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of the show, but also chairman of the board, CEO of Mage LLC Management Consulting Firm. We're going to take a break. Going to talk a little bit more to Aaron offline, and we'll be back with more stories on Radio Entrepreneurs.